Love music. Live sport. With Alex Horsburgh on Rock Sport Radio.
This is Rock Sport Radio. Love music. Live sport. We're on DAB digital radio across central Scotland. We're online at rocksportradio.co.uk. It's Alex here until 6 on Drive Time. And now we're going to talk about the football barber. What is a football barber? Well, Martin Murphy is the football barber. And Martin, can you just simply tell us, what is a football barber?
I can, yeah. Thanks so much for having me on. So, basically, what I do is I go into care homes for men that are socially disenfranchised and can't actually attend the barbershop. I bring the barbershop experience to them. So, the aim was to predominantly support men who have dementia to incorporate a reminiscence service while they also get to experience, as I say, as a barbershop. So I literally create a pop-up environment where there's various different football artefacts, memorabilia, old programmes, and music, which is apt to the generation. And I deliver a barbershop experience whereby the guys can enjoy male company, a bit of camaraderie, have a laugh, and also immerse themselves back in football, back in the day when they would have been experiencing going to the matches.
What a fantastic idea. And of course, it is linked to football memories because we know Michael White here at Rock Sport Radio. He's been in a couple of times with the Football Memories Project. And I guess this is an extension of that.
Yeah, certainly. I sort of coincided with Football Memories. Went through and done a course through at Hampden. And they've got a really fantastic setup. They set up 9 years ago and it was the first of its kind in the world. When I actually created the project that I run, I wasn't actually aware of them. And I'd done a wee bit of research into them and got in contact. And the model that they run is relatively similar to mine. Only difference being is that I don't run it so much in a group dynamic. There is an element of that in some care homes, depending on the capacity of the gentleman. But generally, it's in a one-to-one situation whereby the guys can kind of reminisce, as I say, as well, in a barbershop. So the two projects sort of coincide with each other. Done a wee bit of work as well with Hibernia. They've got a phenomenal setup in conjunction with the Football Memories through the Hibs Historical Trust. So they do a lot of good work. There's definitely similarities. And the whole emphasis, irrespective of who's doing what and what they're doing it with, is basically just to support the guys, give them an opportunity to reminisce and afford them the ability to kind of go back in time and just make football relevant to them again, allow them the opportunity to go back to a time when, obviously, they never had this condition. Obviously, not everyone does have dementia, but as I say, the majority of the individuals I support do, and it just gives them a wee chance just to kind of have a laugh, have a good time, and just re-immerse themselves back in football and have a bit of a chat.
And what we have in common, Martin, is your mother has dementia, so does my mother. My mother's going to be 96 in February.
Yep.
And, you know, she struggled with dementia over the last couple of years. It's a crippling illness, and it's something that is very prevalent in today's society, unfortunately.
It is, yeah, it is. I'd go as far to say that I think most people these days would certainly know of someone firsthand or someone that knows someone that has dementia. Sadly, it's a condition that is so debilitating, it's quite aggressive at times, and also there's unfortunately at the moment no cure for it, and there's various different elements with regards to dementia itself and Alzheimer's. So I think one of the most important things is sort of altering consciousness and changing some degree of public perception to the fact that people with dementia are still the same person. They unfortunately may have different characteristics or different traits, but invariably they're still the same person. And whatever drove them, what their passions were as an individual, it's quite nice to be able to extract that and then give it back to them.
Yeah.
And there's certain things that can just light an individual up, be it a certain song, a certain memory, looking at programmes. I had one gentleman, I try and make it as person-centred as possible, so each care home, each individual that I speak to, they could tell me what team they support and we can have a chat and such things. So I use a football memorabilia shop to get a lot of programmes. So depending on who they said that they support or what era they would have been going through the games, I'd try and source a programme specific to that person. And there was one gentleman who was a Falkirk fan, obviously can't say his name, but he was actually in the programme in which I showed him, wow, which was quite incredible. And he's just able to open up, articulate, tell me about the fact who he played against. And there's just various different stories that come off that. I had another gentleman that's a phenomenal man, and he was a classmate of Laurie Riley. So he was obviously talking about the Famous Five and saying he went to Broughton and things like that. And so that's quite incredible. And when you've got a lot of these guys, some of them, their short-term memory might not quite be there, but certainly they've got the capacity to reminisce, go back in time and extract these amazing memories, which then develop other stories. And it just gives them a wee bit of a release for even 30 minutes to an hour, just to get away from this prism of the condition. Because it is, as you say, it's a horrible condition.
Can I ask you, Martin, in your work, do you feel that people are a wee bit more disposable these days? Do you think people are kind of, especially older people, are kind of forgotten about and sidelined a bit more these days?
Definitely. That was one of the biggest reasons why I wanted to do this. I could have easily have done a course, went and worked in a shop, and but I definitely feel that a lot of the older generation, not just individuals in care homes, but just in society in general, are very much, as you touch on, a sort of disposable entity.
Yeah.
They at times they're sort of just almost invisible to society. Mm-hmm. I think when certain individuals get to a certain age, generally, irrespective of physical or mental incapacity or irrespective of being in a care home, I just think a lot of older generation are almost sidelined. Mm-hmm. And with that, I think, comes an element of loneliness.
Yeah.
And social isolation. That was one thing I was really conscious to try and support and touch in on. So I started running a wee group now called the Pie and Bovril Group, and I'm currently trying to roll it out as well in libraries, which would be free of charge. Very, very similar to the model of Football Memories.
Yeah.
It is indeed something along that line. Only difference being is it's not necessarily for older guys or women even, or people with dementia. It's just for anyone that's social isolated, maybe struggling a wee bit with depression, or maybe getting there, lacking a little bit of stimulus in their day. So you want to curb that prior to that happening. And I think for a lot of older people, I do feel that they've almost been left on the shelf.
And I think, I just want to say as well, man, I think personally, you know, it's a disgrace that the wartime generation and a lot of these people gave up their youth to participate in what was the Second World War. It is a disgrace. And I'm just saying, this is just a personal opinion, it is a disgrace that these people are just forgotten about now.
Yeah, very true. I think there is so many, as I just touched on, there is so many individuals, male and female, and they really are sidelined, and they're socially disenfranchised by so much in society. And a lot of the time, I don't even think there's an element of consciousness in people doing this or creating these different programmes, projects and such like. It's amazing to see things now that are supporting and equipping people, not necessarily to be afforded charity, but rather an element of solidarity. So it goes back to kind of that saying, you know, man of fish and so on and so forth. A lot of these guys, they don't need handouts, so on and so forth. They just need apparatus and equipment to be able to afford them to just continue to enjoy life, be part of things and immerse themselves in communities and societies. And I think we need to have a wee bit of a sort of conversation at national level to kind of readdress that balance, because I do think in the main, a lot of our older people are unequivocally left behind, which is, in my personal opinion, I agree with you, it's just completely wrong.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for telling us about this, Martin. It's a fantastic thing, and keep it up. And can you just give us your Twitter handle for anyone who's listening this afternoon and might want to go on to the Football Barber?
Yeah, it's just at Football Barber. You'll see a yellow logo, which just has my badge on it. And you can keep up to date with what I'm doing, where I'm doing it, and follow the journey. Thanks very much.
Okay, and we'll talk again. Thanks very much for the contribution, Martin. Thanks a lot.
Top man. No worries, mate. Enjoy your day. Thank you.
Cheers, thank you. There's Martin Murphy, the Football Barber. What a fantastic thing.
Love music. Live sport. With Alex Horsborough. On Rock Sport Radio.